pretty safe to say those neighborhoods had a varied type of people living in them.
They definitely had a diverse clientele, but they were definitely quiet and low-key. They didn't want to make any waves, and so it could easily have been some of them who complained about all the activity that was going on in mine, because they could also have been worried about getting themselves busted.
Getting attention too
too much attention to what they were doing. And so it's just that the management company should do a little bit of investigating before they follow through on people's complaints.
Well, they probably figured the average person would have run scared or wouldn't have
That's
had
right.
any recourse.
Would have just gotten out and found another place to live.
But when you were living in that apartment, did you ever walk up to Peachtree like at night to see a movie or a play or to go grocery shopping?
I went
shopping?
To the Fox Theater all the time. Often. You didn't have tape machines. You didn't have tapes. You went to the theaters. But I also, when I was on Willow Avenue, I would go out to the movie every Wednesday night. But it was mostly like Linux by then, because the theaters moved out. And it was easier to go to Buckhead, or there was a movie theater across from Sears with three theaters in it. By Winter and Roberts, or a few doors down from it, if I remember correctly, that we went to.
And the Buckhead Theater.
And Garden Hills Theater. Garden Hills Theater also did artsy fartsy. But they did some things that I never liked subtitles.
Yeah.
I had real problems because they never left them on long enough for me to feel like I could read them. And I'm a speed reader, you know.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for people who couldn't speed read.